The Lowell Green Podcast is brought to you by Scheel Furniture and Appliances in Pakenham. See Scheels.ca.
In your opinion, knowing what you know now, do you believe that the imposition of the Emergency Measures Act was justified? Keeping in mind that when the Emergency Act was imposed, all of your civil rights were removed. Police, without cause, reason, or notice, could have entered your home without a warrant at any time. I'm not suggesting that they did, but they could have. We all know that, in fact, a number of bank accounts were frozen, including even small amounts that had been donated to the convoy. People who donated as much as or as little as $20 had their bank accounts frozen without notice, justification, a judge's order, simply apparently upon the whim of, I guess, local police. A removal of civil rights, which I don't think a lot of Canadians really understand what this means. Essentially, while this act was in effect, you, John, me, and all of you listening and watching had no civil rights spelled out in our Constitution and in civil law. No rights whatsoever. They were suspended. In essence, for a period of time while this act was enforced, we had the civil rights that were awarded to people in North Korea or China. I think we probably had fewer civil rights than they have in Cuba during the period this was imposed. That's how serious this was. In fact, the act very clearly states, and this is, makes me wonder if, in fact, the law was broken here by the federal government. The law imposing the Emergency Measures Act very clearly states it is to be imposed only with the threat of national security, a real threat of national security, a reasonable feeling that the government was about to be overthrown, mass violence would break out, and in addition to that, normal police legal action had been tried and had not worked. Whether any of those qualifications were met, I'll leave that up to you. Suffice to say that the premiers of both Saskatchewan and Alberta, and I understand that Ontario will do the same, have pointed out, in the case of Alberta, for example, that a border blockade was very peacefully dispersed by normal legal police action. There was no violence there. Ditto what happened at the Ambassador Bridge in Windsor. The blockade was removed with normal police legal action. Both of those removals occurred prior to the imposition of the Emergency Measures Act. So very clearly, normal police action in both the Ambassador Bridge and in Alberta worked. They didn't need the Emergency Measures Act. So the question is, and as you know, there's an inquiry underway right now, and the Premier's lawyers are being heard, and many others. And, of course, the Prime Minister's lawyers are being heard as well, claiming that they had full justification. But I know that some of you were very upset about the convoy and do not support the convoy. I understand that. But no matter what your position on the convoy itself or the blockade here, whether you approve or not, the question is, did it pose a real threat to national security? Was there a plot underway to overthrow the government violently? And did police take all action they could have and that action failed? Because that is the legal requirement to impose the act. So if in fact the act, in my opinion, this is just one opinion, but seems fairly obvious to me, that if in fact the act was imposed without threat of a national security, and after all other police action had failed, If, in fact, those qualifications were not met, then I believe the law was broken, because the law very clearly states that there's got to be a threat to national security, a fear that the government's going to be overthrown. And I'd be very surprised if there's any evidence of that during the inquiry. But what's your feeling? As I say, no matter what your feelings on the convoy itself, what is your feeling about removing your civil rights? And a lot of people don't believe that. Read it. All you got to do is read what the Google Emergency Measures Act and see what it says. A removal of all civil rights. That's what it is. Police, essentially. And it's unclear to me whether the police even need federal orders in this regard. But it seems pretty obvious that when the act is imposed, you have no rights. As I say, they can come into your home at any time without justification, without a warrant. And if you question that, well, I just want to point out once again, they froze a lot of bank accounts without notice, without warrants, without any justification whatsoever other than they had donated to the convoy, which in that, when the money was donated, the convoy was purely legal, was perfectly legal. So in effect, people who donated to a perfectly legal act had their bank accounts, some of them, frozen without notice or justification. And without a judge's warrant or anything of that nature. So they went that far. And I'm going to tell you, if they can freeze your bank account without notice, they can go into your home without a warrant. That's what the act says. So knowing what you know now, and I know that more evidence will come out, but your feeling at this point, no matter, I know you're upset at the horn honking and the blocking of the streets and the loss of business, etc. All of that, all of those concerns justified. But, number one, do you believe there was a real active threat to national security, that the government was in danger of being overthrown violently? And secondly, do you believe that all regular, normal, legal police and other procedures had been carried out prior to imposition of the act? Because if those two qualifications weren't met, then imposition, it seems to me, was illegal. What do you think, folks? John, have we got any response to this point?
We do indeed, and we invite more of the same on Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, etc. LowellGreen.com has all of your show links, or blasttheradio.com/LowellGreen. The number here, 613-413-2217. Here we go. Murray says, this was not justified right from the start and never will be. And yes, all our rights were taken away, and they are still trying to take more away. Peter says, Trudeau went nuts. Needs prison for this. Poor baby didn't like a few truckers honking horns. Like Jody Wilson says, he will do anything to get his way. Honestly and sincerely believe he has mental issues. Someone should have checked him. The judge with this review is, of course, a liberal.
Yeah, that's one of the concerns. And Brian Lilly, actually, in his column in The Sun today, points this out, that the judge, appointed by Trudeau, of course, is a liberal. Worked for John Turner, I believe, at one point. However, as Lilly points out, this was some time ago when he worked for John Turner, and that if he's an honest person, he can honestly look at this. It seems to me, and I've studied this as best I can, that it's pretty clear, at least to me. I mean, I see no evidence, unless some evidence comes forward, that there really was a threat, that there was some group of people someplace that were threatening and were prepared to use violence to overthrow the government, a threat to national security. If there's some evidence than that, then I'll change my mind. But I cannot change my mind on this. In my opinion, and I think the evidence will bear this out, police did not, and other authorities did not take all of the action that was available to them. And in fact, the former police chief Soli has more or less admitted this, that there was, because and we see that when legal, normal police procedure was used at the border crossing in Alberta, it was cleared. No violence. When the border crossing was blocked at the Ambassador Bridge at Windsor, Doug Ford went in and ordered the OPP to clear them out, and they did, legally. No violence. All of that happened before the Emergency Act was carried out. So you will never convince me, because I don't think there's any evidence, that police and other authorities in this city did all they could to clear the convoy, and all of their actions failed. I see no evidence of that whatsoever. You may. What do you think? John, what are people saying?
Lowell, do you feel that most Canadians even realize that their rights were taken away?
No, I do not. I don't think people really realize the gravity of the situation. This act replaced the War Measures Act, yep, which was imposed by Pierre Trudeau, and had troops in the streets, et cetera, et cetera. This act was passed to replace that, and is not quite as draconian, but still has what I would call extremely serious measures in it, and including a removal of civil rights. And this is evidenced. You know, you may say, "Oh, the government would never do that," but the government froze bank accounts of people who made small donations to a legal act, and they had the right. Civil rights were removed. I agree with you, John. I don't think most people understand.
Yeah, and
that.
that's why I asked the question, because I think a lot of people just completely, you know, unless their bank account happened to be one that was frozen, they didn't see troops in the streets like they would have in the FLQ crisis, etc. They really were blissfully unaware of the situation they were actually in. I find that fascinating.
All right, I find it very dangerous.
Well,
that a country, every single citizen of Canada had their civil rights removed. I mean, let's be honest, John. We as human beings, civilization, has been fighting for these rights since the Magna Carta. For more than 1,000 years, mankind has been seeking these rights. Finally, in many Western societies, these rights have been spelled out. In our case, the Constitution. All of those rights were negated. All of those rights were canceled by this act. Very, very serious. Go ahead, John. What else have we got?
Let's go to you two. An earlier comment from Mims. Listened to Emergency Measures Act. Will there be any consequences for imposing the EA? Parking trucks and honking is no threat to our country, in my opinion. Also on YouTube, Tony says, why are the people who blockade railways getting a free pass? Which is more of a threat to our national security?
Well, actually, Brian Lilly in his column today points this out, or somebody does, points this out, that the Emergency Measures Act was imposed in this situation, blockading of Wellington Street, but no such act was imposed when rail transit between Toronto and Montreal was canceled, was killed for almost a week, which had very serious financial implications for this country. Now, in that regard, there's some speculation that, in fact, the Emergency Measures Act was imposed not because there was a threat to national security or that police had tried other methods, but simply because the United States was worried about these blockades affecting international trade. And if, in fact, the act was imposed to displacate the Americans and keep trade going, then that is not the intent of this act.
No.
And if this was imposed for that reason, in my opinion, it was totally, absolutely illegal to do so. Go ahead, John.
And would there have been fear amongst our governing officials that the same thing that had happened in the States, January 6th, could happen here? It didn't happen here, but I mean, there would have to have been some evidence that something like that, and maybe that's what people don't understand, something like that would have been on the radar and likely to happen in order for this to
I think there was a fear, not just in the United States, but in a number of countries, what I would call the infection syndrome, that this freedom convoy, the idea would spread. And to a degree, it did spread a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think that was one of the fears. But the speculation now, and it's increasing in this country, this city, is that it was primarily... Well, I believe there's two reasons. Trudeau was really ticked off by the signs that, you know, F him, F Trudeau. He can't stand that. This is not his idea of his virtuous self. And that was part of it. He just hated this. And secondly, apparently there was some pressure from American authorities that trade was being interrupted, etc. Don't forget, that particularly under the Auto Pact, the United States relies upon Canadian trade, for example, to build automobiles.
Sure.
So it's a two-way street. The United States needs our products just as much as we need their products. And if the flow of our products to the United States stop for any length of time, this could hurt, no question, the American economy. So it's one consideration, no doubt. Go ahead.
All right, lots of great comments coming in. Keep those rolling in. The email address is lowell@blasttheradio.com. Here's Tommy. Tommy says, hi, Lowell. It was absolutely not required. As always, JT went way, way, way overboard. That is Tommy in Saskatchewan. A text at 613-413-2217. This person says, Lowell, I never agreed with the Liberals taking my rights away. That was overkill. There were no real threats of overthrowing the government. As I heard on the radio today, the government was listening to reports from the government-owned CBC and not the RCMP. Here's a person texting from Alberta. The other question I have is, what did Jagmeet Singh know before the convoy got there that he was warning family members not to show up?
Oh, I'm not clear.
Nor am I.
What that is about. That's news to me. Go ahead.
Another email. This from Paul in Kanata. I think the emergency was declared so they could call it an emergency situation in the next election and try to divide people against the conservative leader, Pierre Poilievre. I think there is an effort to make this look like an event similar to what happened in the U.S. In my opinion, this was not an emergency in Ottawa and could have been cleared up if the police got their resources together earlier.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, Peter, I was trying to click on your message. The truckers had 3 weeks to overthrow the government with bouncy castles. The man-child was having a hissy fit. Okay. Kathy says, no, should have never been enacted. Trudeau took his position as PM to an all-new level of control over Canadian lives.
Actually, this is pretty scary. When you see a man with, I'm going to try and be polite here, with the limitations that are pretty obvious in our prime minister, having this kind of power, that's kind of scary, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Trudeau has the power and used the power, not necessarily to break into your home, but he broke into into bank accounts, and he could have broken into your bank account. That's pretty scary stuff, folks. Pretty scary. Go ahead, please, John.
All right. I know in your studio there at home right now you don't have a clock, so it's 18 minutes into the show. Let's get a word in for Shields.
Good friends at Shields, yes. I want to point out that here is a company that's been around since 1947, same family. And I haven't mentioned this for a while, but when you walk into Shields, you look up right up above the little butcher shop there, and there is a picture of three men, grandfather, father, and son. It's now the son running the business, but it's the same family since 1947, which means, as far as I'm concerned, this is a very stable company. They know what they're doing. They're doing honest work. There's no question about it. They know how to please customers, or they wouldn't be around that long. Not too many companies have been around since 1947. Let's be honest. And not too many companies within the same family since 1947. You know they've been doing a lot that's right, really right, and they do it right. Price is very, very competitive, not better. Pakenham, don't forget, cost of doing business a little bit lower. Good finance plans as well. Check it all out. www.shields.ca. Good people. Go ahead, John.
There we go. And a reminder, the phone number here is 613-413-2217. Lowell's question today, knowing what you know now, was the Emergency Measures Act justified? Let's go to Facebook, and Joshua says, I wonder who the local police were answering to. There have often been rumors of interference with the RCMP, so I just wonder, was it the inability of the police to quell the protest, and Trudeau's not willing to hear another person's opinion, desired by the Prime Minister's office to have a reason to invoke the act? We will never know, he says.
That's one of the things that's come out, is that police gave the trucks permission to park in front of Parliament Hill. So they were there. They were there, folks, legally. The police allowed them, said, yeah, you can park there. I just throw that out as I think that's kind of interesting.
I find it, well, in sort of the same vein, the city set up parking lots, like over at the baseball stadium, so they could have a staging area
Yeah.
to set up before they went into the downtown.
So it doesn't sound to me like all action, police and otherwise, was utilized to try and clear the convoy. In fact, you'd be pretty hard-pressed to find any kind of action that was used to try and clear the convoy. And, you know, just as an example, I keep going back to the fact that the big annoyance was the horn honking, which was stupid, let's be honest.
Sure.
But it was stopped not by the mayor or a city councilor or a police person or anybody in government. It was stopped by some young woman who took the action, got a restraining order all by herself. That's how easy it was to stop the one of the most annoying parts of it.
And to that, Lowell, they complied with it. So, I mean, what kind of threat could they be if they're complying to a simple little tap on the shoulder from a 20-something-year-old university student? Saying,
well, it just seems to me like they weren't trying very hard to get these people out of there when a young woman was not a lawyer or a, you know, no official, just took the action herself and got a judge to issue the restraining order on the honking. Go ahead.
I was hoping she'd run for office in this election. She's brilliant. She really is. Very well spoken.
Probably they were one of the few people with any common sense during the entire time. Go ahead.
Probably why she's not running for office. I digress. Yeah, right. Back to Twitch. Chrissy says, I think it's better to be safe than sorry with the Emergency Measures Act that occurred. What would have been the alternative?
Well, the alternative was just normal police action. The same thing that they used to clear Ambassador Bridge. They didn't need the Emergency Measures Act to clear the Ambassador Bridge. It was fully blockaded. They didn't need the Emergency Measures Act to clear the border blockade in Alberta. Why did they need it to clear it in Ottawa? It's better to see. Here is a person who really doesn't care about her own civil rights. That's sad. That's really, really sad. Go ahead.
Or just doesn't understand the gravity of those rights being taken away. Again, unless it happens to you, unless your bank account is actually frozen.
Yeah, if your ox gets gored, that's a different story, isn't it? Go ahead.
Yes, it is. All right, your buddy Tom says, definitely not justified. Other than the honking of horns, the convoy was peaceful. It was out-of-town rowdies who came in to disturb protests. The government had no right to take my full civil rights away.
That's a very good point. If, in fact, the target, the bad guys were the convoy, then why weren't they targeted? Why were you? Why was I targeted? Because removal of civil rights targets us all. When it was the convoy that they wanted to clear out. Why attack me? Why attack you, John? Why attack you watching? Why did they attack you? Why did they remove your civil rights? Anybody care to answer that? Go ahead, John.
Joshua has an answer as well. He says, what would the alternative to the Emergency Act be? Freedom. Jim says they never came close to meeting the requirements for any such actions to Facebook. And Peter says, did not pose a threat. If he had talked to the convoy people, it all could have been avoided. But no, little Justin wouldn't meet with them. I hope the convoy and tens of thousands of people go back and keep it up. Trudeau needs to just resign and leave. He is a national disgrace.
Trudeau's not going to resign and leave, so... You know, wistful thinking isn't going to get you anywhere. I never figured it out. Is it wistful thinking or wishful thinking? Please. Anybody answer that? Go ahead.
Not sure who Kathy's referring to, but she says she had the help from Catherine McKinney and an NDP city councilor to raise money for a lawyer. That was stated at the hearing. Not sure who she is that you're referring to there, Kathy. I think I missed something. Pierre Poilievre stated yesterday that the hearing yesterday, the Liberals caucus told Trudeau they were one day away from ending the convoy peacefully, and the next day Trudeau imposed the Emergency Measures Act, says Shane. Okay.
Hopefully that evidence will come out. Okay.
Hopefully so. Shane also says Trudeau imposed the act so he could use some of the acts given by imposing the act, such as freezing bank accounts, could then be used any time after and spend money how the government sees fit, like the act that Trudeau tried to impose at the beginning of the pandemic. What?
Not clear what that is. Go ahead.
It's Friday. I need a drink. Tammy says, makes me so angry. This country has gone to hell. I don't care what anyone says. The government was not in danger of being overthrown. It's the left controlling the message, as usual. Kathy on Facebook. Sorry, did you want in there?
No, go ahead.
I apologize. Okay, Kathy says, how are businesses affected? Most were closed as they were deemed non-essential from the government.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We keep hearing that businesses were really affected. I'm not sure about that. My understanding is that some business actually profited because there were a lot of new people in restaurants, for example. But I'm apparently the Rideau Center was closed one afternoon or something. I'm not suggesting that these people should not have left. I'm not suggesting that police shouldn't have taken proper action and got them the hell out of here. And in fact, let me just point this out. If police and other authorities, including, by the way, the mayor, had done what the law provides them to do, if they had done that, the convoy would have been cleared out long ago and many of these complaints would not exist. I blame the authorities and the police as much as anybody for what happened, to be honest with you. They did not take the action in Ottawa that the law provides them. Go ahead.
Back to Kathy's statement earlier. She said she had the help of Catherine McKinney and an NDP city councillor to raise money for a lawyer, she being the young lady that you were referencing who got the bylaw or the injunction passed.
Whatever. I don't care who financed her. The fact of the matter is that she took the initiative, which nobody else did. Go ahead.
And if Catherine McKinney financed that, why didn't Catherine McKinney take the action?
I doubt very much of that. I think it's just somebody trying to get a plug in for they. Go ahead.
Well, perhaps. All right. Dean says, after all is said,
I hope you notice that I use the proper pronoun.
Listen, I applaud it. Good for you.
Okay.
Good for you.
Okay.
You must have watched the debate last night.
Yeah, I didn't think they did that well. Go ahead.
Dean says, after all is said and done, when the inquiry is over, I predict Trudeau will get away with this again.
See, but here's I know this is totally different, but so if I am supposed to use the pronoun they to describe Catherine McKinney, and I say they didn't do that well, that implies that none of the three did very well, but that's not the implication I mean. So how am I then to distinguish this? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Somebody that's with the woke crowd better explain this.
See,
to me.
And I'm very close to that, and I'm sensitive to it, and I want to. It's when you're brought up and taught proper English, they is plural, and I guess that's what they intend to be, that they're not feeling like one gender, etc. They are feeling multiple and all of them, and therefore, but it's confusing to say they in a singular text. I get it. All right.
Yeah, and misleading. I would say it's misleading. Go ahead.
Fair enough. All right. Glenn says, was it justified? NFW. No friggin' way. Too bad some people will not address the question because they were center stage and blinded with rage against any and everyone that does not support their position. Sean says it was impossible for the unarmed protesters to overthrow the government with the amount of military assets in the region. And he lists those military assets. That does not include the large amount of police. There was no need for this act, he says.
Well, I'm not so sure about the military equipment. Most of the military equipment we've got now is about 190 years old and rusting out. Go ahead, please.
Here comes a text. Yes, Lowell, I argue that point as well. You have to say her name, Catherine, sucked. Their name, oh gosh, I'm trying, kids. Eileen says they treated the truckers as though they were a bunch of terrorists. It was a legal protest. Trudeau didn't like some of the signs. I am for the truckers, Eileen says. Over to Shane on Facebook, the businesses were threatened by the mayor Watson to close or face consequences, like the cafe, which stayed open and did very well, and were threatened by police and bylaw to close and refused, and the next day the landlord kicked the business from the building.
You know, as an example of what's the madness that surrounds us is the fact that a poor police officer, from all reports, a good guy, good policeman and everything else, has been penalized because he donated to the convoy. He donated to the convoy when it was purely legal. But now he's being penalized. So in fact, we have a police officer in the city being penalized for carrying out a legal act, donating to the convoy when the convoy was legal. The police themselves, thanks to leadership, that didn't do their job. They're the ones that should be held responsible. But this poor guy contributed, and now his ass is being set on fire. Go ahead.
60 seconds left. Let's get in the last six comments that we've got up on my screen here. Liza says, the Emergencies Act was not justified. The first few witnesses are proving this. Nothing but whining about noise and fumes. Michelle, we all know the inquiry will find the government justified, even though they certainly were not. So why are we wasting tens of millions of dollars on this? It's a foregone conclusion, she says. Do any of these woke leftists know the definition of an occupation? They really love to use the talking points that they've heard from the CBC. Peter chimes in to say a long list of companies helped Trudeau, like the banks, need to be convoyed too. Show how corrupt the leftist media paid by Trudeau lied about what happened there. And Rick says every action taken by Trudeau since he became PM is contrary to the logical direction one would expect. And last word to Shane. The road downtown was basically never blocked. There was a fire lane open like the police asked the convoy to do when they let them into downtown. And furthermore, the road is still closed. So does it really matter when that section hasn't been open since?
I think Wellington Street is more blocked now than it was by the convoy.
Agreed.
Thank you all. Back again on Monday.
The Lowell Green Show is seen and heard live around the world at 2 p.m. Eastern. Connect with us online at blasttheradio.com/Lowell Green. Can't join us live? Download the Lowell Green Podcast. Available on Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Ask your smart speaker to play the Lowell Green Podcast. This is a production of blasttheradio.com.